Extremely local news coverage now from Block Club Chicago and Jen Sabella. Good morning, Jen. Talk about what's happening neighborhood-wise with the coronavirus.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so it's kind of impacting everything at this point. So we have been following, you know, along with everyone else, a lot of the closures, the shutdowns, the people working from home. A lot of events we've been promoting and talking about for the past few weeks have been postponed or canceled, including obviously the St. Patrick's Day parades, all three of them, the Shamrock the Block, which was the old St. Pat's Block Party, the new version of that, but they have postponed that as well. We also are seeing senior centers in the city closed, but the senior centers want to let everyone know they are still open for people who need meals. So you would just be able to come in and get a meal and leave, no hanging around. CineSpace Film Studios, we have been following this closely. That is in North Lawndale, the big film studios over there. They've kind of, you know, revived TV production in Chicago. A worker there, a film crew member, has tested positive for COVID-19, and they are monitoring the situation. We've been very, like, calling them a lot, trying to get updates. But, yeah, we are on it, but they are saying that they're doing a deep clean. There's no no stoppage of the filming at this point.
Yeah, it's on everybody's mind, especially commuters on crowded trains and buses, right?
Yeah, so last night I was on the Blue Line, and it was packed, just as packed as normal. And that's exactly what the CTA told our reporter Bob Chirito yesterday. And they said, you know, they have not seen a dip in ridership. The Metro, however, has been a lot more empty. So people coming from the suburbs or coming from further out in the city have either opted to work from home or drive because these Metro trains are emptier than usual. But Metro and the CTA wanted commuters to know they're really working to clean the trains. They say they do that all the time, and they disinfect all the time, but they're doing it even more than usual. So the CTA, like, as of now, have not seen a dip in ridership, but some riders were saying, you know, we're expecting it to slow down as more companies are urging their employees to work from home and more events are canceled.
And what is this story about decorations on the Brown Line and the CTA forcing people to take them down? What's going on with that?
There's a woman who has been decorating the Kimball Brown Line station in Albany Park for years. So for every holiday, I mean, I always said this about my mom, you'd always see the, you know, Valentine's Day decorations, the St. Patrick's Day decorations, and she would do the same thing. There's the little kiosks when you walk into the CTA station, and she would deck them out. This most recently, about last Monday, she decorated for St. Patrick's Day. So she had, you know, shamrocks and all kinds of green swag all over the station. And she was told that there was a ban on decorating in place and that she had to remove them. Some commuters at the station were really unhappy about this because they were like, this is our thing. Like, we come to this Brown Line station and this woman is so, you know, cheerful and really brightens our mornings by decorating. But the CTA said that they need managerial approval of all decorations, and they shut it down. So they said that they were going to talk to this employee about future decorating, but we have not heard back from her yet on whether she'll ever be allowed to decorate the station again.
No St. Patrick's Day green banners allowed, I guess, huh?
I guess not.
We've been talking about the scooter program that the city is testing out, I guess. This is the pilot program this summer, and what's the latest on that?
So it will be different. I know last summer people were really frustrated because scooters would be everywhere and there were 10 companies competing for this contract. So there were, you know, 10 different colored scooters just littering the sidewalks and people would just throw them in your lawn. This year they're trying to streamline this. They are announcing a second pilot program. They have not rolled out the start end dates yet or the map. Last year it was like on the west side primarily, but there will only be two companies involved and they are planning to do self-lock scooters. So essentially, these scooters would have locks built into them, so people would be required to at least, you know, put them on a bike rack or on a, you know, light post so they're not just thrown in the yard. They're hoping that this you know, makes sidewalks safer for people in wheelchairs or people with disabilities or people just trying to walk on the sidewalk, frankly, and leads to less complaints from citizens over the pilot program.
Yeah, I was out in Los Angeles. It was either last summer or the summer before, and that was a big problem out there. I mean, you were stepping over these scooters. They were everywhere on the sidewalks and you name it, and they were in the way.
Exactly. And they, you know, the city wants to, people have been using them. So there were more than 820,000 rides taken during last year's pilot program. So they were like, well, these are obviously like being used by people. What can we do to make them less annoying? So the locks are the first step. So hopefully this summer they'll be a little less annoying.
Hopefully. Finally, there's a place up on North Damon that people love for Italian ice. And this building is now for sale, isn't it?
So it was sold last year to with the show Windy City Rehab on HGTV. They have famously bought up properties all over Chicago, and they flip them and they sell them, and the whole process is, you know, on TV. So when they bought this building in Bucktown at 1846 North Damon, they basically came to the Mico's Italian Ice owners, who'd been there for 21 years, and they told him, they made him an offer he couldn't refuse. So he sold the building, and they planned to rehab it into a single-family home. I believe it was a two-flat, but they were going to turn it into a single-family home. They have since been slapped with dozens of fines and stop work orders from the city. They've been ordered to stop. There's been in and out of court. Basically, the city said they didn't have proper permitting. They were doing things incorrectly. So they just gave up. So they gutted this building that was a beloved neighborhood institution, and now it's up for sale for $50,000 more than they paid for it, but it's just like a shell of its former self. So it's just a gutted building on Damon. They did not rehab it. It will not be on the show. The show has not responded to multiple requests for comment for us, or from the Sun-Times over the years, when we've been trying to track what's going on with some of these houses. A lot of neighbors have complained about their building practices and just kind of leaving things in disarray. So, they packed up and went home on this one. So now it's for sale. So for $1 million, just shy of $1 million, you can buy the old Mico's Italian Ice building. And who knows, you could bring back Italian Ice. You could turn it into a house. It's for sale.
I'm saving up my money for, hand sanitizer. Yeah. Disinfectant wipes. Yep. But I'm dreaming about summer in Chicago, eating Italian ice outside and not thinking about the coronavirus. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Jen. Same here.
Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.